Now let's go to Pastor Brian as he picks up where he left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the priority of love.
Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we find ourselves in verse 7. As I pointed out, as the Bible describes love, it doesn't describe it as a feeling or emotion or an intention. It describes it in words of action, and he describes what love does and what love does not do. And so love is much more than just having something in your heart. It goes on and it affects people's lives by doing things, certain things for them, usually sacrificial type of things, and then also withholding certain things, such as being angry towards them or being critical in your speech or in your heart or in your attitude. So it's an incredible description of what love is. And we will look at verse 7. Follow along in your Bibles as I read them. It says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Let's look at this first one together, where it says, bears all things. Interesting word. Literally means to cover up with silence, to suppress, or to pass over in silence. And it's probably being used here in reference when love is being challenged, love is being tested, when you find yourself in a place where it's hard to love an individual, how do you respond? Maybe it's because their attitude or their actions or things they've done, things they said, things they haven't done, things they haven't said to you, how do you respond to that? Well, you don't respond by exposing all the weaknesses of that individual, their failures and their sins. The Bible says you pass over it in silence, you cover it up, you suppress it. It doesn't mean that you don't deal with it on a personal level, in a personal relationship, but it means you don't expose it to other people. And you don't expose it to that individual of throwing it back into their face, you don't do this, you've done that, and trying to bring shame and embarrassment. What love wants to do, love wants to cover that up and is very reluctant to bring out anything out in the open of someone's flaws, their mistakes, or their sins. So it suppresses things that are evil or wrong or damaging about that individual life. And the love will do that. Doesn't rush into exposing anything. And each time we look at these descriptions of love, it's the very way in which God himself has treated us. Has God exposed our sin to anybody? Aren't you glad that he came upon the cross and he bore our sin, bore our suffering, and bore our shame? And it's the very way that Jesus Christ treated people when he came here to the earth. Now, we need to really seriously look at this. If God, the creator of the universe, came here and he dealt with people and didn't expose their sin, who are we to expose the sin of others and to magnify it and want to look, make them look bad, to condemn them, to shame them? And that's true of God, and now God wants that to be true of us. He wants us to be reluctant to bring out other people's sin and want to expose their bad conduct. He wants us to walk in love and cover other people's sins, not expose them, but to forgive, to be merciful, to be compassionate. God wants to reproduce that character and that nature within us. And God wants us to treat each other in that way. And love, if we're going to love, is going to be challenged. It's going to be put to the test. And how are we going to respond during the difficult times? That's if we truly love an individual, that we bear with their sin, bear with their failures. Not throw in the towel and say, that's it, I'm going to give up on you. I want to look at two different proverbs that speak about friendship, of how to be a true friend, which basically says we need to walk in love. Look at Proverbs 17, and then we'll come back to 1 Corinthians 13. Proverbs 17 and verse 17. It says, a brother or a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A friend loves at all times. That's through the good, through the bad, the times where you have to endure, you don't give up. They sin against you, you forgive, you're merciful, you're kind, and whether that's a brother as a relative, or we could say a brother or sister in the Lord is born for adversity. I've just been, as we've been going through 1 Corinthians 13, speaking about, I've been thinking about friendship. I remember hearing it a number of years ago, that a man said, if a man dies, when he dies, if he could count the number of his true friends on one hand, he truly died rich. I remember first hearing that, and I was in my 20s, and I thought I had a lot of friends at that time. And it seemed like you did, but the older, and I'm not claiming to be old, but the older you get, the fewer friends you truly have, because adversity comes, and then people bail out, and you find out when the dust settles who your true friends are. And here, that's what love is all about. When adversity comes, you hang in there with your friends. If you're going to be a true friend, you're going to love at all times. It's going to be that love that's not going to want to expose the sin of that person, but you want to cover it over, you care for them, and you hang in there with them. A friend loves at all times. Not just when the friendship's easy, but when the difficulties arise as well. Look over at Proverbs 18 in verse 24. Says, a man who has friends, verse 24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. That means you need to act in the way that you want to be treated, in a friendly way, and you'll have friends. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. That's how we need to walk in love. And maybe today you've had some friendships and it's being tested or has been through testings. Maybe you need to relook at 1 Corinthians 13 and say, have I walked in 1 Corinthians 13 love towards this relationship? Or did I give up on it? Did I bail out on it because the difficulties came? Or are you bearing in this situation? I was reading through the paper, and I looked at the business section, and it said 97 ways to do something. So I started reading through it, and the first section had five little things, and it talked about retirements. So I thought it was going to tell you how to retire and how to prepare for the future. And the first thing he said is, don't worry about how much money you're going to have. And he went through some other things. He said, you know, be healthy, eat right now so you have a better life. But one of the things he said kind of caught my eye, because we're looking at this as love. He says, rekindle old friendships, because when you retire, you want to make sure you're not lonely and you have people around you. I thought, oh, that's so true, and it so fits. Because as you go through life, you truly do have fewer and fewer true friends, according to the biblical passage, that are going to stick closer to a brother. And maybe one of those relationships is strained, and you just need to apply through the power of God's Spirit that 1 Corinthians 13 type of love, because that's going to be valuable in life, is having that friend that sticks closer than a brother. No amount of money could buy that. No amount of success could bring that type of joy that you want to share. And maybe you just need to bear